Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good day, everybody. Glad you could join us for another edition of Jumping the Gun, brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. I'm Derek Gunn, along with my man, Brother Dan. And Brother Dan, I am gloating right now. I am gloating because the Week 8 picks were distinctly in my favor, and I know this sticks in your craw.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations on your, second win?
According to your records, only my second. I want to see the records, though.
Your second win. How many years in the business?
Whatever, man. Whatever. You know what? Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then, okay?
That's right. That is right. Last week you went 9-5, and I went 5-9 for my worst week this year. So hopefully none of you guys follow my advice last week. I'm sorry if you did, but hope I'll be better this week.
Well, week 8 now is in the books. Of course, the Eagles struggled, and I mean struggled, to beat a atrocious Dallas Cowboys team 23-9. Daniel, you look at the way this team has played the last couple of weeks. They really had to scrape to get by a Giants team, and then they come back and scrape. Their offense only scores 15 points against a Dallas team that's given up almost 35 points a game. They're at their bye week now. Their bye couldn't have come at a better time for this team.
Yeah, this is the perfect time for the bye. This team is just, it's insane. Everybody plays well except for Carson Wentz this week. But then last week, Carson is the only one playing well and everybody else is playing poorly. You never know what you're going to get with this team. Carson has to be better. I mean, everybody is saying it sounds like a broken record that he needs to just throw the ball away. He does need to do that. But it's there's so much inconsistency all around. This bye week is at a perfect time. And Doug, even Doug has had enough of it. He's having the players come in this Wednesday, even on a bye week,
yep,
for practice. So hopefully they straighten some things out. They're going to get some more bodies back in a couple of weeks. So we'll see where they are. But they're going to have the Giants in 2 weeks, and that's not going to be easy.
No, I told people going into the game they played against Tampa Bay, you know, and I put it out on social media, the Giants' defense has not been their problem. It's been their offense, specifically Daniel Jones. And sure enough, he threw two costly picks against Tampa. If he doesn't throw those picks, the Giants win that game. And you know what? Each and every week, the Giants are looking better. They had two rookies starting on the offensive line, and they gave Tampa all they could handle right to the very end.
It's funny, those Daniel Jones picks looked very familiar for us Eagles fans. Uh-huh. They looked very much like Carson Wentz interceptions. But he's a young quarterback. He needs to learn how to throw the ball away also. But he's always trying to make the most out of any play. And I kind of don't blame him against Tampa Bay. You're clearly outmatched. When you're in the game that late, you kind of want to take your chances because you don't know how many more of those you're going to get against a team that good. So he's young. He's going to learn. But Carson needs to learn too.
So week 8 now is in the books, and we now begin to look ahead to week number 9. And who are we going to start with?
We're going to start on Thursday night with the Green Bay Packers at the San Francisco 49ers. The Packers are getting 5 points in San Francisco.
Wow. Green Bay coming off a shocking loss to the lowly Minnesota Vikings. Then we find out the Packers' rookie running back, A.J. Dillon, is out for this game coming up because he's in COVID protocol. Now we find out today that another backup running back, Jamal Williams, and one of their linebackers has also been placed in protocol. But the 49ers, man, this was a team a lot of people picked again to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Now Jimmy Garoppolo's out for a month. George Kittle may be done for the regular season with that fractured foot. And then they traded Quan Alexander to the Saints, who was one of their better linebackers. You know, I didn't like Green Bay going into this game to begin with. The playing field, even with Nick Mullins quarterbacking, we all remember Nick Mullins and what happened when he played against the Eagles, when he served up that pick six. I'm still taking the Packers, though. I got it. As long as Aaron Rodgers is on the field, I'm taking the Packers. I think the Packers bounce back.
I think that's what this game is going to come down to anyways. One team has Aaron Rodgers. The other team doesn't. The Niners' run game is always going to be good. But right now, I mean, most are just hurt. Jeff Wilson's hurt. I don't know. I can't even name like all their running backs. I mean, they still have Jerick McKinnon. But, I mean, they have been hit with so many injuries. And Kittle being out, not only does that hurt them in the passing game, but he's a great blocking tight end also, and they use him as a lead blocker on a lot of those running plays. So it's going to be hard for them. And against the Packers, I'll go with Aaron Rodgers here. I can't pick the Niners with all those injuries.
Okay.
And Sunday, so going to Sunday, we have the Broncos at the Falcons. Broncos coming off of their win the Los Angeles Chargers. And the Falcons are 4-point favorites at home.
I'm not surprised the Falcons are favorite. I mean, great win for your guy, Drew Lock.
Yes.
And the Broncos, last play of the game, they get a winning touchdown. But you know what? I'm going to base that to luck. They never should have been in that position, because when he got down to the 1 yard line, there was a pass interference call on the Chargers DB. I don't think it was pass interference, but it was called. But you know what? That's pass interference is like hit or miss, man. You know, there's no consistency the way it's called. Atlanta. Julio Jones at home. Interestingly enough, the Falcons have not won a home game. They're 0-4 this year. I think the Falcons get their first home win of the season.
The Falcons are just so hard to predict. Last week, out of nowhere, I mean, we both picked the Panthers to win last Thursday night, and the Falcons come in, and the Panthers couldn't even move the ball against that defense out of nowhere. But I'm not falling for it. I'm not quite on board with the Falcons yet. I'm going to go with the Broncos. As you say, and as everybody knows at this point, I love Drew Lock. I'll go with him inside the dome. I think he's gonna play well. I'll go with the Broncos. I don't love either of these teams,
though. Right.
So I'll take the Broncos here. Next, we have the Seahawks going to the Bills in Buffalo. The Seahawks are getting 3 points in Buffalo.
You know, interesting thing is Seattle knows how to play in cold weather. You know, everybody talks about going to Buffalo. Buffalo has a little bit of an advantage psychologically because you got to play in the cold weather there. Seattle and Russell Wilson know how to play. Russell Wilson threw another 4 touchdown passes against San Francisco. He is playing out of his mind right now. I'm a big Sean McDermott fan. They're leading the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills. But I'm not betting against Russell Wilson right now. That man's in his zone. He's put that offense on his back. The defense has been playing better. I'm going to take Seattle on the road with the points here.
I think the Bills kind of need a signature win right now. They've kind of been sputtering the last few weeks. I'm going to take the Bills here at home. If this was on the road, I would pick Seattle. But Seattle going all the way to Buffalo, I'm going to take Buffalo here. I think the offense wakes up. Josh Allen gets back into the rhythm that he was in early in the season. Stephon Diggs has been playing great all year, so I trust him. Yeah, I'll take the Bills here.
I think D Gunn's going to have another winning week again.
I wouldn't count on it.
Okay, all right.
This coming week, we also have the Bears at the Titans. The Titans getting 5.5 points in Tennessee.
Nick Foles and the Bears, it sounds like the wheels are starting to come off, man. They're struggling. Player gets suspended for 2 games for sucker punching a New Orleans Saints defensive back. Mims is out for 2 games. Tennessee, they got shocked by Cincinnati. But I attribute that to Tennessee had played 3 games in the span of 13 days. Maybe they were, you know, exhausted after that. I don't know. But Tennessee at home, playing against a Bears team that's doing some soul searching right now. Nick Foles against that defense. I'll take the Titans at home with the points.
So the Bears last week go to overtime against the New Orleans Saints. Nick Foles starts to lead them down the field and has 2 crucial drops back to back by the Bears receivers, and then he gets sacked on a 3rd down. I think the Bears, this is my last, I'm giving them another shot. Nick Foles with his back to the wall. We saw what he did in Philly. He thrives in pressure. So I'm going to go with the Bears one more time here against the Titans. The Titans killed me last week because you picked the Bengals to pull it off.
Wait, say it again. Who did I pick?
You picked the Bengals. I did not see that coming at all. But yeah, I'll go with the Bears here. This is my last. This is like my Patriots pick last week, how I gave them one more shot.
Yep.
I'll give the Bears one more shot here. And next we have another team I gave a shot last week that bit me. was the Ravens. The Ravens at the Colts. The Ravens coming off of their loss to the Steelers. And the Ravens are getting 3 points in Indianapolis.
You know what? A lot of people may overlook the Colts in this game, but don't overlook Frank Reich's team. He's got them balling. Both of these teams going into this game at 5-2. And, you know, everybody talks about a Ravens defense, but let me tell you something. Indy's defense is number two in the league right now. They're giving up 19 points a game on an average. The Ravens, they're giving up 18 a game, although Pittsburgh hit them for 28 this past Sunday. Now, I may shock you. I'm taking the Colts at home. Okay. I like the Colts on that carpet in their dome at home against the Ravens this week.
Yeah, the Colts played well last week. Phillip Rivers started to look like old Phillip Rivers a little bit during that game. But that's kind of the reason I'm going to take the Ravens, because I think Rivers is going to come back to how he's been playing the last year, throw some interceptions. That Ravens defense can generate a lot of pressure. I'll go with the Ravens here. I think they're going to be able to dominate the ball. Lamar Jackson is going to have a good game. He's playing indoors, so it's going to be great conditions. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
Okay,
here.
All right.
They're going to run the ball. Lamar Jackson's going to be playing angry this game. Next, we have the Panthers at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are getting 11 points at home.
11 points. Let's see, Carolina loses at home to a struggling Atlanta team this past Sunday. The Chiefs are who we thought they were, and every bit of it, and then some. You know, some people would say that this point spread is a little bit high, but I think the Chiefs are going to win that game and cover the spread.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Chiefs are going to cover the spread. That Panthers offense needs to show up this week, because they did not show up.
Well, Christian McCaffrey needs to get back and needs to get back in the group. That's a big loss for them.
Yeah, that's true. But we'll see if he comes back this week. He almost made it back last week, I believe. So there's a good chance he'll come back this week, I think. Teddy Bridgewater, for some reason last week, wasn't targeting DJ Moore, and I found that very interesting. He was going to Robbie Anderson a lot, but Moore was open. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were talking about how a lot of the times a receiver won't get targeted because the defense is gearing in on them and really taking them away. But they even said that wasn't even the case. So for some reason, he just wasn't looking at Moore's direction. He needs to this week, or else it's going to get ugly against Kansas City. I'm taking the Chiefs here, covering the spread. That offense is just too much. So next we have the Lions at the Vikings. The Vikings are a four-point favorite in Minnesota.
Let's see. Vikings are coming off a shocking win in Green Bay. Dalvin Cook lost his mind, had over 200 all-purpose yards against the Packers. Of course, the Packers' defense is hit or miss. You don't know which defense is going to show up. Detroit, they lost to Indy by 20 points. They lost 41-21. Vikings, you know, here's another team. Vikings have not won a home game. They're 0-3 at home. But I think this is a perfect spot for the Vikings to win a divisional game, an NFC North game at home against a rival.
So this pick isn't going to make much sense because the Vikings don't make much sense. I'm going to take the Lions here.
Whoa.
Because how Minnesota Vikings would it be for the Vikings to go to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers and then come home and lose to the Detroit Lions? I just feel like I don't trust this Vikings team at all. This isn't because I think the Lions are good. It's because I think the Vikings are bad. So I'm going to take the Lions here on the road. We also have the Giants. The Giants going to play the Washington football team. Washington is getting 3 points in this game.
What?
Yeah, Washington is getting
Washington
3 point. The 3 point favorite in Washington.
I like Washington's defense, but as I've said for a few weeks, the Giants' defense has not been the problem with that team. It's been the offense, and Daniel Jones throws a couple of big picks, as we talked about. It could have beat Tampa. The Giants should have beat the Eagles. You know, they were one catch away late in the game, Evan Engram, from beating the Eagles. I think the Giants are starting to turn the corner a little bit. They're playing very competitive now. The offense is playing better. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Evan Engram. Willie Gallman is running the ball well. Devontae Freeman hopefully is coming back soon. You know what? I'm going to take the Giants, even though the Giants are 0-4 on the road. I'm going to take the Giants on the road in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Giants on the road here. I really like what I'm seeing from Joe Judge, what he's been putting into this team. They're playing with a lot of fire, a lot of competitiveness, and they did not do that last year at all. And I got to think that that's coming from Joe Judge. I mean, you could see it on the sidelines. He's very intense, yelling at the refs after losing to the Bucks after they took back that pass interference call. Yeah, I'm going with the Giants here. The Washington defense is good, but not much else is. So, yeah, I'll take the Giants here. Daniel Jones has to take care of the ball, though.
Oh, no question about it.
He cannot. He got to throw the ball away, especially against that defensive line. You can't wait 5-6 seconds to throw the ball. They're going to get you. And next we have the Texans at the Jaguars. The Texans getting 6.5 points in Jacksonville.
Both of these teams are coming off a bye. Both of these teams are 1-6. Both have struggled mightily all season long. Everybody thought Houston would be the favorite to win the AFC South. That has not been the case. They've gone through a head coaching change. They're 0-3 on the road. But Jacksonville, Gardner Minshew has not been what they would hoped he was when he got rid of Nick Foles. Deshaun Watson taking his team down there. I'm going to take Houston on the road here.
I'm also going to take Houston, but I don't know if they're going to cover this 6.5 point spread. We're hearing that the Texans could be selling off some of these receivers in trades. We don't know who Deshaun Watson's going to be throwing the ball to. The Jaguars, they're not a good team, but I don't think the Texans are either. I think the Texans win, but I think it's going to be a close game, probably an ugly game. But I'll go with the Texans here just because it's Sean Watson. And so we also have the Raiders coming off of their blowout win in Cleveland at the Chargers. The Chargers coming off of the loss to the Broncos. Last second loss to the Broncos.
A lot of people were shocked at how the Raiders went into Cleveland and just manhandled the Browns. Everybody thought there would be a much more competitive game, but it wasn't. Raiders are 3-1 on the road. They're 4-3 overall. The Chargers, you know, they're a competitive team. They just can't find a way to get over the hump. They're sitting at 2-5 right now. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one on the road.
Chargers are getting 1.5 points in this game, so...
I'll take the dog.
And that's at home. So this hurts because I like Justin Herbert. And the Raiders, I don't believe in them. I'm going to go with Herbert here.
A daring move.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think they right the wrongs from last week. Whenever I put my faith in the Raiders, they let me down. So, of course, what's probably going to end up happening is I'm going to pick the Chargers and the Raiders are going to destroy them like they did the Browns last week because that's just how the Raiders work. I'll go with the Chargers here, but I'm not very confident in my pick.
Okay.
The Chargers find ways to lose games as they have for pretty much my whole life. So I'm not very confident here. We also have the Steelers at the Cowboys. The Steelers coming off of their big win against Baltimore. And the Steelers, there's no line yet for this game.
I don't know. The odds makers are probably thinking, should we set it at 20, 30, 40?
Probably.
What should we set it at here?
Yeah. I mean, they're probably just waiting to see if Andy Dalton is going to be playing or not.
Probably.
And that will determine if it's a 20-point margin or a 30-point margin.
The Eagles did everything they could to give Dallas an opportunity to win. Dallas went into that game against the Eagles having forced 3 turnovers the entire season. They got 4 against the Eagles and couldn't capitalize on them and put the Eagles away. So I'm not picking Dallas. I'm not picking Dallas in a practice squad game right now. I don't care what the line is. You know, Pittsburgh, the only undefeated team left. They won a hard-fought divisional battle in Baltimore this past week. Pittsburgh slam dunk, no question about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Pittsburgh. I can't believe, honestly, the worst part about the game last week with the Eagles and the Cowboys is that Dallas was holding a lead in the second half.
That's
inexcusable for Philadelphia. I couldn't believe what I was watching. The Steelers are going to roll over this Cowboys team. It's going to get ugly very early. I think we could be seeing backups early in the second half on this one. Not really much to talk about there. Next, we have the Dolphins at the Cardinals. The Dolphins coming off of their win against the Rams, which I predicted, which was one of my only 5 victories last week, but I'll take it. It was a risky one, and I got it. So The Dolphins at the Cardinals. The Cardinals getting 4.5 points in Arizona.
Dolphins rookie quarterback Tua making his NFL debut. Wasn't great. He only threw for 93 yards. The Dolphins ran for 55 yards as a team, but they had a 78-yard fumble recovery return for a touchdown, an 88-yard punt return for a touchdown. Doesn't matter how you get the win, you get the win. Dolphins, surprisingly, 4-3 right now in that division, only a game behind the Buffalo Bills. A lot of people shocked that the Dolphins have been playing the way they have as of late. Arizona's coming off a bye. Kyler Murray on that carpet at home, that dude is something else at home. He's got the weapons. The defense has played well. I'm going to take Arizona in the points at home.
Okay. I can't wait for this game. This is going to be a very fun game to watch. What I love about this Dolphins team is that even when their record doesn't indicate that they have a shot, they still play hard. And I got to attribute that to Brian Flores. This team has a shot to make the playoffs, and I think they know that. So I think I'm going to take the Dolphins here on the road. I'm taking a risk. I'm not very confident in the Dolphins, but I think it's going to be a really good game. I liked what I saw from Tua. I didn't love it. But, I mean, the game ended up, they were up, 28-7 at one point?
Right.
So I don't really know how much of their offense I can really judge because they were kind of playing with a lead. I'm going to take the Dolphins here. I love the Cardinals, but I'll go with the Dolphins in an upset on the road.
Still a big win for the Dolphins because no matter how they got it, they held a really good Rams offense to 17 points.
Yeah.
So you know, no matter how you look at it, Dolphins got the W. They beat a good opponent, and now they move on to face another good opponent.
Yep, and they're smelling the playoffs, I think, and they're starting to up the intensity a little bit. So I like what I'm seeing from them. I also like what I'm seeing from the Bucks finding a way to get the win over the Giants last night after a scare. The Bucks playing at home against the Saints. The Bucks getting 5.5 points in Tampa on Sunday night.
Man, I can't wait to see this Monday night matchup. Two future Hall of Famers going at it in a crucial NFC South game. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, down in the sun and fun down in Tampa. You know, Saints right now 5-2, Tampa 6-2. Man, this is probably the toughest game to pick on the slate. Wow, you know, the big question is, will Michael Thomas be able to play this week?
Yep.
You know, he is huge. One of the better route runners, possession receivers in the National Football League. Tom Brady, it's like Christmas every day for Tom Brady. He's got weapons on top of weapons to throw to. He's got a great running back behind him in Ronald Jones. Man, I don't like betting against Drew Brees, but I'm siding with Tampa Bay at home against the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, you don't like betting against Drew Brees, but you don't like betting against Tom Brady even more than
no.
that. No. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Bucks here. I don't think the Bucks are going to get swept by the Saints this year. And I think that's going to be one of the main factors. They can't really afford to. This division's close. So this game is huge. This could determine who wins the division. I'll go with the Bucks here. Brady and Gronk are finally starting to connect again. They broke the record for most touchdowns between a quarterback receiver tandem. I think they keep it rolling. We don't know where Chris Godwin's going to be, but if he plays, I mean, that just adds to it. I'll go with the Bucks here. The Saints are depleted, and obviously Michael Thomas might not be playing. Emmanuel Sanders is questionable. I think the Bucks take this. And for the last game of the week, Monday Night Football, we have the sorry Patriots against the even sorrier Jets.
You know, there's a part of me that says, I don't even want to watch this trash, but because I'm a football junkie, I have to watch the game. You know, I just have to see it firsthand for myself. You know, Bill Belichick has come out and said the reason they're having so many problems is, you know, how many quality players opted out because of COVID. They've lost key players along the way due to injuries. Cam Newton has not been what they had hoped he would be. He had a crucial fumble this past week. The Jets are a flat-out mess. It looks like both of these teams are trying to have fire sales to hoard more draft picks for 2021. But a Bill Belichick team taking on a Jets team with Adam Gase as a head coach, I am not picking Adam Gase in any way, shape, or form. You know, I think the Patriots' backups If they played 22 backups, they could beat the Jets. So I'm taking the Patriots no matter what.
Yeah, so the Patriots are getting 7 points here on the road, which is saying something. I mean, I don't even know if I would take them to cover. I think this game... So I'm taking the Patriots. I want to make that clear. Like, you guys know the rules. I'm never going to pick the Jets.
Right.
But, man, if the Jets had a game that they could get up for, it has to be this one, right? Like, the Patriots have owned them for years now. They finally get their shot at the Patriots when they're down. If that doesn't get you motivated, I don't know what will. If they get blown out this Sunday, they might as well just fire Gase on the spot. That team must have already given up on him. The Jets, they got to get up for this. They can't get blown out here. I'm hoping the Jets win, but I'm picking the Patriots because I have no faith in Adam Gase at all.
All right, there you have it, our Week 9 picks. Can't wait to get together again with Brother Dan next week and look back on what we talked about and, of course, look ahead to Week 10 when the Eagles come out of their bye week to face the Giants up in the Meadowlands. So until next time, for Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. This has been Jumping the Gun, brought to you by Patterson Square Gardens. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you again next week. So long, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.